In terms of the work that I've done with former interns here at the NATO Association of Canada, I can say that it's been a complete pleasure to work with every group, each term, every 4 months, having the opportunity to meet the new interns and to work with them on various projects and to provide them with advice has been a complete pleasure. I will say on air that the last team that we had, the summer interns, were by far some of the most ambitious and hardworking program editors that I've seen. And the mentorship that I've provided to every team of interns that join the association every 4 months is one-on-one mentoring. Anytime there is a program editor that has a question pertaining to the association, the work that's done here, or any questions that they may have about what the kinds of events that we organize or how to approach a certain situation, I've been more than happy to provide that kind of mentorship to the students here, just because I see the drive, the determination that the students have. And we have interesting range of students here. We have students who have successfully completed PhDs. We have students who have successfully completed grad school. So we have a diverse group of students and interns here. So it's not only me mentoring the student. Oftentimes I'll learn something from the student, him or herself.
Thanks for that insight into an internship at the National Association of Canada, as well as the different interactions that you've had with them, with the interns as a mentor for them. In regards to your experience over the past year, what have been some of the most successful interviews you've had with members of the community or individuals that work in the field of international relations?
As you all know, I've had many successful interviews that I've done. You can just follow the Global Horizons program and you'll see each and every single interview that I have completed since September of 2015. To name one person or one diplomat or one government official or one student or one scholar or one person who really would stand out is a really difficult process, and it's something that I simply cannot do, just because every interview that I've had the privilege of doing has provided me with an opportunity to learn an immense amount about diplomacy, about the work that a diplomat or a student or a government official or a scholar is doing. It's one of those things where I'm very thankful to the NATO Association of Canada for providing me with this platform. I'm very thankful to everyone that I've had the opportunity to complete an interview with. I would say that every interview that I've done, I have gained something out of each and every one.
Well, thanks. Thanks for, for sharing the excitement that you've had through these interviews. In regards to rewarding experiences, maybe what you've found to be interesting or even possibly fun amongst your work and your dedication, what have been some of the most rewarding or fun, enjoyable aspects?
That's a good question, Eric. The most enjoyable aspects would consist of working very hard on a conference and then seeing the success of that conference come to life. That's something that definitely stands out for me. In addition, meeting interesting individuals and influential individuals who are deep intellectuals and who have made significant contributions to our community. Meeting these individuals, getting to know them, and having an opportunity to be mentored by some of these individuals has been immensely helpful. So for those who have provided me with mentorship, I want to sincerely thank you for that. A third thing I would say, establishing a relationship. It's one thing to do an interview with someone, but it's another thing to establish a business relationship with someone, and to keep that business relationship going it's something that's highly beneficial. And it's all about, it comes back to building that network. Networking is something that I really immensely enjoy. I love putting on successful conferences, but even more than that, I love meeting new people. I love networking, and I think that that's something that's essential to the success of any association, the success of any corporation out there, the success of any business, whether you're in the public service or the private service, whether you're a government worker, you work for the government, or you work for an NGO. You need to network. You need to have that ability to communicate effectively with different people. You need to understand that the bigger your network is, the better it is, not only for yourself, but for your team and for the association that you represent. So that is something that I find to be rewarding and something that I find to be fun. But the last thing that I really immensely enjoy is seeing some of the talent that walk through this door. You know, it's so refreshing to see the dedication that some of these interns have and to see the drive that some of these interns display. And every program editor that I've worked with, I've learned something from him or her, or I've been able to contribute, or both. And I think that it's one thing to network with people that you meet outside of the association, but it's another thing to work closely with the team that you have while in the association. And that's something that I really enjoy. I enjoy meeting new people, new fresh faces, new talent, and seeing the drive that these students have. It's what you see every 4 months, and it's something that would be fun for anyone to be able to take part in.
Thank you for your answer and, delving into or allowing us a closer look at the interactions of mentorship and an internship at the National Association of Canada. Over the past year, since August of 2015, as we discussed, you've done a great deal of interviews. What would be the number? How many interviews do you think you've
done? Thank you for that question, Eric. To anyone listening to this interview, I also have a SoundCloud account. If you Google my name, Magdalena Surma, and then SoundCloud after that, you'll see all of the number of tracks that I have uploaded under my program. And I want to say that to date, the number is about 320.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for giving us that number, over 300 interviews. Wow. Now, in terms of your experience, what would be the best advice you'd give or you'd be able to provide those interested in pursuing a career in international relations and diplomacy?
Know the right people. It is so important to have that network and to have someone who will provide you with mentorship, who will guide you, who will advise you, who will answer your questions. I see a lot of students, a lot of brilliant students out there, and they have degrees in international relations, graduate degrees, even PhDs, but they can't get a job. And the reason why they can't get a job is not that they're lacking in credentials. It's because they don't have that network. They don't have the mentorship that they need. They don't have someone who will be able to direct them to a few positions that might be suitable for one to take part in. So anyone interested in becoming a diplomat, to be honest with all of the listeners today, I suggest that you become friends with the diplomats. I suggest that you network with the diplomats. You understand the job that's required. Diplomacy is an art, just like networking is an art. There are a lot of successful individuals here in Toronto who have made a living as a result of networking, as a result of being effective at building that community. So the best advice I can give to anyone interested in pursuing diplomacy is surround yourself with those who are diplomats, surround yourself with people that can help you. But like everything in life, everything is a transaction. You can't just take and not give anything. If you're being mentored by someone, you're being mentored for a reason. So when you meet with that person, know exactly what questions you're going to ask. Time is limited and time is valuable. When someone gives you their time, use it wisely. If they're generous enough to invite you to events, when you have certain events as a representative of an association, as a representative here, I'll give you an example, as a representative, as Canada's NATO podcast contributor, outreach coordinator, and the project manager and project coordinator of the ATA General Assembly, I can say that I receive many invitations, and I want to thank all of the diplomats here in Toronto for inviting me to various events and functions that you put on throughout the year. Thank you for that. As a result of being invited to various events put on by diplomats, as a representative here at the NATO Association of Canada, I invite the diplomats to our events because I feel that having that network is beneficial to both parties. Mm-hmm. And as an association, we reach out to the international community. We have strong relations with the diplomats.
Thank you very much for that insight in terms of, informing those interested in a career in diplomacy and how to proceed. Would you like to share any final words with your listeners?
Yes, thank you for that question, Eric. It's been a complete pleasure to be the program editor of Global Horizons. It's been a complete pleasure to work on the ATA General Assembly. I can say that I want to thank all of the listeners for tuning in to each and every interview that I have released. I want to thank everyone that I've had the privilege of interviewing. And I just want to say that, again, whenever you join an association or an organization, do as much work as you can for that organization. But most of all, focus on what it is you can give to the association, but at the same time, focus on what it is you can get out of the association and out of the representation.
Well, thank you for that insight into your experience at the NATO Association of Canada, and congratulations in all your achievements and your work.